Are you asking the right questions about your relationships, whether those are relationships at work or relationships at home? Hi, I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. And NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, is known in part for its remarkable effectiveness on influencing relationships. Now, most people make the assumption that NLP will give them better happiness in their relationships because it will give them more influence, more ability to lead. And it's certainly the case that the awareness and the practical choices that become available through NLP can make you a better leader. But I think the real value of NLP in building relationships comes from helping us to ask better questions and to remember to ask questions and to take a look at the answers with perhaps some suspended judgment. All mindfulness techniques, NLP included, have the effect that they help us to suspend some of our automatic judgments so that we can access new information, see the world in a different way, and challenge ourselves to grow better biases that account for more of what is happening to us and around us. It sounds complicated, but think about it. Sometimes you look at yourself and you assume you know what you will do because it's what you've done before or because it's how you think of yourself. Sometimes you look at yourself in a situation and you assume that the situation has set you up to behave or feel in different ways. And sometimes you look at a particular kind of situation you get yourself involved in a relationship. And you predict your feelings and your outcomes based on your experience of the other person and of how you always respond in this particular kind of situation. Let's change that up a little. And we change it up often using the question not what, but how. When you consider any relationship, a relationship you're having at work with coworkers, or a personal relationship, an in-depth relationship, a relationship with a life partner, or with a parent or child, or with a good friend, just pick one so you have something in your mind that you can test these questions against. And the first question I want you to ask yourself as you think about this relationship you've chosen as a focal point, you say, how am I better because of this situation? Not am I better because of this relationship, but how am I better? In what respects am I stronger, smarter, more flexible, more compassionate, more complete because I am connected to this person? And how does that work exactly? Under what conditions is that true? And notice I'm putting in a lot of what will you see, what will you hear, what will you feel kind of level of detail and reality, because that's what the how question does. It doesn't say I'm always better because of this person, but it says how and when am I better because I am connecting to this person. So that's question number one, a question you can ask about any relationship, and a question worth taking some time to answer and to then, you know, challenge your answers. Don't say just what you expect to say, but really dig down to the level of, is this true? Is this substantiated by lived experience and detail? The second question I think it's really useful to ask about a relationship is, how is the other person better because they are connected to me? And again, we're not assuming maybe they're better or maybe they're not. We're not making those all at once judgments because people don't work that way. we're assuming that you are in a connection because there is a benefit to each of you of being in that connection at least some of the time. And this is a very NLP perspective. Find the benefit. In this case, the benefit is, how are you having an influence on this other person through the medium of your relationship so that this other person is stronger, smarter, wiser, kinder, more flexible? And when is this true? Under what conditions does this benefit show up? And again, take some time, challenge your assumptions. Now, the third question is a question we ask about teams in workplaces or even teams in workplaces that are sports arenas, for instance. But we seldom think to ask it about our one-to-one relationships. And the question is this: how are we producing something together that neither of us would produce alone? How is there a result coming from our relationship that has synergy, that is more than the sum of the parts, so that together we are able to think thoughts, to take action, to achieve things that neither of us would be capable of achieving even at our best on our own? And I think this is a really interesting question. Where are two of us performing as one unit that is more capable, more flexible, more innovative than either of us would be on our own? How are we using this relationship to extend and grow abilities and not just to bring out the best in each other? And I think if you ask those three questions about any relationship, you're going to get some really good quality and interesting information. And the information may tell you that the benefits are actually quite small and localized. Or they may tell you that although there are all sorts of problems and limits, maybe this is somebody you don't feel brings out your best. Maybe you feel that you don't bring out their best, and maybe out of that, you nonetheless co-create something worth doing or having or being or putting into the world. There are lots of possibilities and no easy answers when we're dealing with relationships. But there is a belief in NLP, and in many parts of the world, it might be your belief, that having good information allows us to have the hope of making better choices about where we want to invest our time, our energy, our emotion. And so I encourage you to take some relationships that are important to you, relationships that have some significance, and ask yourself, how am I better because of this connection? How is the other person better because we are connected? And how is this connection producing results that neither of us could produce on our own? I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.